Çancı var olan yazısı acı çizildi. Dola bende vangı duvar aşım. Sancı çoğdan sizi çoğmanla. Çancı kandı dani yazısı acı çizildi. Sancı duvar Sancı çoğdan sizi çoğmanla. Çancı kandı dani
Okay, good evening for everyone. Okay, today I'm trying myself to teach in my way, whatever I have in my words. Okay, so anyway, last Tuesday, last minute, whenever you may give the resignation after resigning the translation, so then, immediate effect. Last minute, he resigned. So, but he been translating about, I don't know, 14, 15, 16 year, yeah. So whatever it is, so he have resigned not to translate. So time being, maybe one or two classes, I thought to do some kind of simple talk. I don't think so I can go so deep teaching Tantra for a few classes. So then, I think slowly the ESCO will find out somebody to translate. Whichever possible, they will try that. So time being, be patient. Anyway, this is our last module. Mostly done, So, yeah, I mean, it's happened, so. Anything can be happen in the world, so just be patient, and, yeah, so, so like that, okay. So that's all about, maybe, also I don't know what to teach, Actually, people know everything. If people know everything. So this, the Mani Kambum, I think this is the, I think it's written by Guru Rinpoche, I'm not so exactly. So there's one advice, I think I mentioned some other classes, but very simple advice I see here, you know. It said, Lunga Yisun Chusu Tumitongwas, okay, I read Tibetan, I translate myself. So. So you don't know whether I translate correctly or not. So here, basically, I mean, just few verses here. So, how not to waste your body, speech, and mind. You know. So then, here it says, So like that. So not to waste your body is to generate yourself as the compassion Buddha and avoiding the ordinary appearance. Clear? Good? So anyway, the idea is that, you know, so, I mean, very simple practice, but it's very, very profound advice, you know. So, we have this body, but how to make this body useful, you know, so just, of course, we talk so much about Tantra, this and that. So then, you visualize yourself as a compassion Buddha. So as we learn before how to generate yourself as the deity according to Kriya Tantra, you know, the sixth level of that, you know. So then, within that kind of practice, then you visualize yourself as the deity, you know, all the time. So then, you are not wasting your body. So here the advice is about that. So then, so not to waste your speech. You know, recite Om Mani Padme Hum. So don't see your speech as ordinary. You know, then also that help you to not to gossip, create negative karma, you know. So like that. So in this way, so your speech, you know, become not wasted. So that means become useful, become meaningful. So that's the very, very good advice, you know. I mean, sometimes, of course, we listen so much, we talk so much, but, you know, we don't really think much in practice, you know. So what I'm trying to say here for a few classes about that, just try to talk simple as possible. So point is, then listen well and put effort, you know, to put in practice, you know. So this is something we're all lacking. We are not lacking of not understanding anything. I don't think so that. We are lacking of putting in practice. So this we all must remind that. So like that. So, you know, so whenever you have, you know, our speech, you know, speech, whenever you talk, you know, not to gossip so much. So this is very, very powerful. One time I remember my teacher, now she become Ganden Tipa. You know, so normally he don't talk much. When you to see him, he don't really talk or except the Dharma thing. So one of his teacher told him, always watch your speech and don't gossip. He give that advice to him. So then he remembered that all the time, you know. So not to gossip, you know, so you're always either chanting or do prayer or talk Dharma thing, you know, so then you don't create negative karma, you know, so like that. So, so this very, very useful, you know, so if we can put some effort there, you know, always reciting Om Mani Padme Hum, don't just let talk, you know, like that. So this is one of the very useful helpers. Then, some chuso to me, don't want you move me on the marsh of our own sort of shackles. Then, the last one is the, not to waste it your mind. I don't know. That makes meaning, sense? Not to waste it. In Tibetan, chuso, it must be that. Not to waste it your mind. Then, do not let your mind under the control of the delusion. You know? So like that. So, so most of the time, our mind is wasted, useless, no meaning, you know? Almost no use, you know, having mind. Always letting, you know, control by the negative emotion, like such as anger, you know, the attachment, pride, jealousy, all negative emotion carried by that, you know, from morning to night, you know, so that is the meaning of wasting your mind. So here, so advice not to waste your, you know, do not let your mind controlled by the negative emotion or negative mind, or so like that. So wrong, so wrong shot, Jana Tolo. So I don't know how to translate wrong shot, wrong Tolo shackles. So so here the advice is that when the negative emotion arises, then look at that negative emotion and let it dissolve into the mind or something like that. I think. Okay? Correct? Huh? So like that, you know, all this negative emotion come from the mind. You know, this is the play of the mind. You know, something like that. So it just come from the mind, play of the mind. You just recognize that. When you look at this negative emotion, not following the negative emotion, but just look at the reality of the negative emotion. Then sooner or later, it doesn't last long in your mind. Somehow it will subdue and dissolve into the mind itself. It's like that. So I mean can be understood many different ways. You look at reality of negative emotion, it's come from cause and condition and just appear, you know. Nothing truly existent, you know. Then once you really meditate on reality, ultimate nature of the delusion mind, then it will dissolve into the emptiness, you know. You don't really see negative emotion there, you know, then it's dissolved into emptiness by itself. I think can be understood in that way, you know, so. So this is something, I mean, very, very useful, so whenever this negative emotion arises. But again, of course, the problem is sometimes with negative emotion arises, then we look reason why, what, then you follow this negative emotion, of course. Here, not following the negative emotion, of course. If you follow the negative emotion, then of course it's continue and making it stronger and deeper, you know. So like, but here, looking the reality of the negative emotion itself, the ultimate nature of the delusion itself. So then, if we meditate a while, you know, one way dissolve in emptiness. Also, this come from the mind. So it dissolves into the mind, nature of the mind. So it doesn't really bother your mind so much. You know, just recognize this negative emotion. So just let go, you know. So this is the way to make your mind useful, meaningful, you know. So it's still important. So we all have this negative emotion arise, you know. All the time, you know, so So very important not to carry it by your mind with negative emotion. You know, so when you follow, I mean, there's no ending. You know, if there end, then wonderful, but there's no ending. You know, keep carry. You know, like that, becoming stronger and stronger like that. So, so your point is that, you know, meditate like that, so you really help. Like that. So, if you hear also that the Nyamsalama, if you practice like that, then your delusion, attachment will subdue, you know, subdue, yes. Subdue, Shiva, I don't know. Pacify, yeah, subsidize or pacify, whatever it is, subside, pacify, whatever word you want to use, up to you, but you get what I'm saying, I think, I don't know. Okay, take it easy, I'm just practicing my English. Don't take so serious. Okay. Anyway, the subdue of, you know, pacify. You know. So like that. Then, neta neshis. Also, any kind of sickness you have, it will, what call? This, it will be, maybe can also same use the word she, you know, I don't know. Subside or disappear or recover or whatever, yeah. Also sickness can be recovered like that. Then also, doing she, any harm, you know, spirit harm, also will be pacified. Will be no harm there like that. So then then you have some kind of, you know, inner experience arises in the mind. Then that sekum. Also there's this outer sign, sekum kitushya chuntutu. Then you don't feel having this craving and so much and drinking and eating also, it'll be subsidized. And those are really hungry, then it's very happy. You know, some people after half an hour, they say hungry, you know, so I don't know. So, that's the, I don't know. So then also this itagi kegoche, stop taking rebirth into the hungry course, realm like that. Then it live in print to achieve the Buddha's Nimanakaya body like that. So like that, that's it, you know, Very simple, you practice, no need to do much, Every day, visualize your state, then omani peme hum, you know, control your mind, That's all, So, anyway, I think this in Tibetan is mani kambum. You know, I think there's two volumes. I think there's so many advice, very, very small piece of advice. I think written by Guru Rinpoche, I'm not sure. Or from Genesis, I don't know. So there's two book of this, you know, reading a little bit here and there, something very, very short, but very, very helpful, you know. I mean, good to study extensively, but of course sometimes, again, we need some kind of practice, you know, so, to do that, so. Okay, so that's the all about, so then, yeah, so today I did talk this before, the, you know, we did beginning of the class, teaching we did the verse from the Diamond Katra Sutra. You know, the star, the visual apparition, the flame of the lamp, and illusion, drop of the dew, then the bubble, then what the dream, a flash of lightning, a cloud, see condition things as such. So from the Diamond Katra Sutra, so I mean, so it's what I try to do here is not so much teaching. So I thought, little bit talk, then same time, you know, so listen and try to, you know, get in your mind. Not so much writing here tonight, okay? So just try to focus your mind, pull attention, you know. I try to make clear as possible, much as I can, so then same time, you know, something touch into your mind. Okay, so the point is that, you know, what this verse is saying, and what the use of this verse, what's the benefit, you know, of this advice, you know, so try to do that, so try your, okay, much as possible, then pull attention, okay, so to listen that. So then again, of course, we really need to motivate oneself to listen to the Dharma, you know. So really, it's a big question, what you're looking for, you know. You know. So then, so, we do practice, so-called we practice Dharma, you know. So, but you look deeply, you know, questioning oneself, do I really practice Dharma? What does really means practicing Dharma? Whether I'm different from those who are not practicing Dharma. You know, so it's called non-Buddhist. You know, it's a big question to ask oneself. You know. So it's extremely important, you know, always thinking oneself that. Whether I'm less attached than other people, whether I'm less anger than other, whether I'm less pride than other. You know, those who don't call practitioner, and yourself call as a practitioner. Good to compare that. You know. So then, it doesn't make difference than what they are for. You know, so this is the big question. Always need to ask oneself, you know, include myself. So like that. So, so without that, nothing change, I think, you know, this stuff. You know, so, sometimes, of course I've been teaching here for almost now 15 or 19 or 20 years, I don't know, so long time, you know. So, but I mean, I don't think so the lacking of understanding. You know, people have enough knowledge. So like that, so today on this one or two classes I try my best to, you know, to encourage that, you know, so in short way, so like that. So it's very important that, you know, so then, you know, so we all like that, you know, just seeing some kind of temporarily, you know, temporarily happiness, most of like that, you know, especially just for this life, or maybe a little bit deeper next life, you know. Not really thinking so much deep down in the liberation, you know. So because the whole problem is we don't see that, you know, samsara is suffering. Not really, we don't see that much, you know. Still, we believe somewhere, samsara is pleasure, you know. You don't really see deep down to renounce this, this samsaric life, especially this body, you know, pleasure, you know. Just clinging on that, one after another, you know. So that's, you know, so like that, so this the one of the biggest challenging like that. So, so this is something need to think deeply. So therefore Buddha teach in the very beginning, the first one is Bold Noble Truth, then truth of the suffering. You know, without understanding that, then it's, I think, very difficult, you know, to practice called the Dharma practitioner. So this is something we all need to focus on that, understand that. But it's not easy, no, but so must understand that. So this is the one of the point. And anyway, we look deep down, we just working for survival for this life in day to day, you know. Not so much of a Dharma practitioner. Just survive this life, you know, just passing the life, you know. Just live it longer, hoping for a little bit longer, you know, to live. You know, always say, oh, to practice Dharma, I live long, but how true, I don't know, you know. I mean, I'm not saying anything, but what I'm trying to say is asking oneself, you know, today's life, sit down, asking oneself, you know, don't think I'm talking, you know, think Buddha is talking, more effective, you know. So like that. So more effective in the mind, you know, so, I mean, what I see is like that, you know, so, in order to change mind, you know, that really needs some kind of faith, you know, in somewhere, you know, then the, any kind of advice become very, very, you know, effective, hitting into the heart, you know, hit right to the heart to change. So that's the one of the points, you know. So, so what I see, you know, in the Lamrim, when you think about the guru devotion, in the very beginning, so they talk about guru devotion. Then also there's, one of the great master, Jawa Ensawa, his advice is the, any kind of realization, big or small, is depend on the devotion, you know. How much devotion you have. You have a small devotion, you have, you get a small realization. Then, if you have big, great devotion, then you have great realization. You have middle devotion, or paid, then you get that kind of middle realization. So therefore, so the advice therefore, then the therefore the gurus, you know, who is the source of all the attainment. So, seeing that, and always seeing the quality, always seeing the quality of the gurus. And never look from the side of the problem, you know. Never see or never look or never think from the negative side, or from the negative side, in the assumption, yeah. So then, so make this decision, you know, make this. Make this decision conform, you know, conform this decision or make this stable decision to do that. And may able to complete my wish. Whatever you make decision, may able to complete. So like that, this is the Jawa Ensawa, who is the great master, who attained like a Milarepa one lifetime. He become full enlightenment. So he give the any that is practice. That's the realization. is talking about that. Okay, so, so this is something to understand. Also then, of course, we all know the Lamrim, so beginning of Lamrim always talk Guru devotion, this and that. You know, but seeing the point, you know, so so this important, you know, it's not so like that. So again, of course, don't misunderstand, you know, you have to devote to me, this is not the point. Okay, this is not the point. But I'm talking about the advice from the Jawa Ensawa, you know, his practice like that. Then analyze that, think that, you know, then if that useful or not, you know. So like that. So for myself it's like that. When you have so much devotion to the particular guru, then I mean you are wholehearted to listen to the guru, then any kind of advice, you know, is extremely powerful to change the mind. Then if I don't have that devotion, then how much you talk is just like learning like in school, you know, like normal education, you know, just to listen. Nothing really heart move, you know, heart doesn't move that much. You know, oh, I know, you know. Just only that level, you know, so like that. So, so like that. So this is important part to recognize, you know, then put effort, you know. If really we want to change in better way. So that's the important advice from this great pastor. So so my just simple story. I mean, when I was young, I think about, I don't know, 14 or 15, so I was in the monastery. I become monk at age of 12. Then I stay another 2-3 years in monastery then, in Kapan monastery then. Of course, that time we don't have many good teachers, and just monastery just started, so I don't speak Tibetan. Then I was there 3 or 4 years, then my brother always asked me questions, my older brother. I have one older brother. Sometimes I go to their home, I'm down to the town where he lives. So then sometimes he asks me some Tibetan words, you know. But himself don't speak Tibetan, you know. But he sometimes listen the news, Tibetan news then. Then he have 1 or 2 words, he get it, you know. One is like, because I still remember, you know, like Gyasa. Gyasa is the town, not town, what called? The king place, what called? Not palace, what the? A kingdom, something like the kingdom. So then, in Tibetan words, Gyasa. You know, then he asked me, what does mean, you know, Gyasa, you know, he asked me that. So I said, I don't know. I really don't know, you know, I don't know the Tibetan. Then after he asked some other question to me in Tibetan, I said, I don't know. Then he said, oh, you've been there 2-3 years in monastery. What are you doing? Even you don't know this word like that. So he discouraged, you know, quite, I mean, he don't mean bad, but then he asked me to maybe go to school, you know, better go to school, go to normal school and study, you know, stay in monastery, look like you're not doing anything, you know. Also, of course, my English also not good because we don't know Nepali there, you know, even Tibetan, we don't know much. So sometimes go back, then he asked me to read Tibetan letter, you know, then I try to read, but he can't read, you know, I try to read, he don't know. So like that, so so So, I mean, he mean that, you know, but my parents don't say much, you know. My parents not educated. So my brother, older brother, he graduate. Like that, my parents don't think much, you know, so. Only my brother, you know, encouraged me to go to school like that, so. So then, almost I left monastery. I think that time I put 15, I don't know, 15 like that, so. No reason, but because of brother is a go to school like that, so not much reason. Then I went to ask, that time Lama Sundu was there, so I went to ask him. I explained to him, my brother said that, you know, better go to school. So then he advised me. So if you go to school, there's nothing much. You know, you better stay monastery. Even you chant Om Mani Padme Hum, that's more beneficial to live in the monastery than going to the normal school. So that is all about he gave to me. So somehow I feel, I don't know, I don't have much this feeling to go out also, you know. So same time Lama Lundu said better to stay. So then he gives very, very simple advice, just like this, you know, Om Mani Padme Hum, you know. Huh? So then until I'm here. Huh? So sometimes can be very, very simple advice can be changed your whole entire life. You know. So this is something, a small example. So like that, so. So of course that I'm just a kid, 15 year old, and I don't know much. I don't know much Dharma or this, that, you know, so anyway. Somehow, whatever reason it is, I was convinced, you know, to stay in monastery somewhere. So like that, so. Also that time, this what Rinpoche said, he take the Sekong Dorji Chang, you know, he's the one of the great master who live in Nepal. So normally when you're young, we used to go to Soyambu and go pilgrimage as a group. So then also Rinpoche asked us to go to see this Rinpoche, you know. Sekong Dorji Chang. That time he looked quite old, like very skinny, then he don't really talk much. You know, he really don't come out from the room like that, so we just go inside of our kata, that's all, you know, so. I think it's great yogis. So then, I think then Rinpoche said, Rinpoche take him as a teacher, he said. Because Rinpoche asked him on question, you know, about guru devotion, you know, what is the measure of having guru devotion? How to measure whether you have guru devotion or not? As to this, Sekong Dorji Chang. Then he replied to Rinpoche, you know, if the guru asks you to eat kaka, his kaka, you know, if guru asks you to eat guru's kaka, immediately you would rush and eat like a dog, bam, yam, 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 like that. You know, like yummy, you know, eating chocolate like that. So this Rinpoche told the Sekong Dorji Chang, answer to Rinpoche like that. So that's the only one advice. From there on, he took him as a guru. No other teaching he received, he said. So he said, this is great advice, he said, you know. So like that. One advice, then he take him as a guru, you know. So. So that Arjuna Rinpoche told in the teaching like this. Well, I'm telling all this, must have pure view, others cannot eat in. So, also I see, you know, the Tibetan people, when I went to the Gandhan monastery, very first time, when I went to India in 1980s, so then, first time I went with Lama Lindrup and four of us went to His Holiness teaching in Gandhan monastery with the poor monk. So then, after the teaching, then people go to visit His Holiness room and toilet, you know, people got allowed to visit, you know. And people offer kata, this and that. There's one of the monk who went with me. This time. Then we all went together. Then so he went to toilet, you know. Then he put his hand inside the toilet bowl, you know. Down there, there's water, yeah. Then he drink. You take as a blessing. So I mean, that's all. I mean, I think must be having great devotion, you know. But I didn't see that, you know. It's a pure soul. But I mean, depend how pure your mind. So that much, you can do that, you know. So, so like that. And people collect the water from that. This in Tibet also like that, you know, when the guru go pee, they're already holding the bottle, you know, waiting for the pee like that. Many places like that. But drink pee is okay, no problem, actually. Huh? In Nepal, they drink their own pee, you know, they say pee therapy. No? People drink the pee. I don't know, they cure some kind of sickness, I don't know, but. Huh? Huh? You drink also? I'm joking. Huh? I'm wishing knock the head, you know. Anyway, so. So what I'm trying to say is, the point is that, you know, so all depend, you know, how much faith and devotion there. So that much the advice is more effective, you know, in the mind, in the practice, you know. So that's the one of the important part. If you really want to practice, we really want to change, you know, so like that. So this, what I see, you know, this is the one of the part that. So, so, you know, so that the verses from the Nagarjuna, root of the fundamental wisdom, the text, I think. So that's the. For one verses, letan nimo sebe taros. So that's the first sentence is, what is liberation? You know. So talking about that. You know, liberation mean free from karma and delusion. You know, when you have no karma, no delusion, then achieve liberation. So then, let anyamu sil, let anyamu namto les. So then, again, how we create the karma, how the delusion arise, how the karma created. So then there's the So basically, seeing the object, when you see the object or whatever we see, you know, good, bad, nice, not nice, you know, whatever we see, beautiful, ugly, whatever we see, you know, this all in reality, of course, all this beauty or ugly or good, bad, nice, not nice, you know, all this depend on the mind, you know. So what kind of mind you have, so that you see, you know. Not so much from the object, objectively, but it's from the subjective of the mind. So, because of the karma to see that, you know, we have common karma to see beautiful, not beautiful, ugly, unpleasant, pleasant. We have accumulated karma to see that. You know, that kind of mind we have, so because of karma, then able to see that. So, just the appearance on the mind. In reality, is like that. You know, what you see is just the from the subjective, you know, from your mind. Just see that. You know. So, but in reality it's like that. But what we see, what we believe, is different. You know. When you see beautiful, or when you see ugliness, friendship, enemy, we don't see from the subjectively. You know, but we see from the objectively, okay? We see that. Only see is not a big problem again, but see that immediately. Okay. Only see them, it is a problem, but it's not the biggest problem. No. So then, on top of that, you know, immediately when you see that, from objectively, that 100, again, you believe that immediately, you know. You never notice it's from the subjectively, you know. No. You see from, exists from objectively. You know. You see that. You never notice that it's from subjectively. You know. In reality, yeah, it exists subjectively. You know, not objectively. You know. But we don't see that. You know. Seeing exists objectively. Nothing to do with your mind. You know, nothing to do with your mind. You know, see that, then believe that 100%, you know. subjectively like that. Objectively, you know. Whether you're confusing or not. Huh?
See it from the side of the object.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't see the from the side of the mind. Yeah. Subjectively. Objectively. Yeah? I don't know. That object, this object. Yeah. Okay. So then we believe that, you know. So then only believe that much, then also not too bad. Not so bad. I mean, that is the, when you believe, so that become the, when you talk about the, what you call, the ignorance. Okay? We talk, what is ignorant is all about that. In a very simple way, you know. So, believing exists from the own side, from the objectively belief, exists like that. You know, so, nothing to do with the mind, you know, from the, exists from his own side. So believe that, so that believing is the, you know, the ignorance. So that's the root of the problem, you know. So sometimes Rinpoche calls that the king of the delusion, you know. Huh? King of the delusion. King of the Mara, whatever you call. So so this is the basis, and you know? So when you say ignorance is the root of the problem, so must understand that, you know, because of that, then you think everything in the subject, you know, you know. Then then after that, of course, then you see that, then your mind play on the object, you know. Play, you know. Then, like what? Like, you know, like decoration, you know. Make, you know, you buy the house, yeah, that's the basis. Then you decorate, put this, do, you make nicer, like that. So basis on that, you know, believing on that, something there. You know, then your mind decorate, superimpose, or label, you know, so many things on the object. Oh, you know, and believe, then you decorate this. Oh, this is beautiful. Oh, this, that. Oh, this. Then you have so many, what call unvalid reason. You know, but you believe this is a valid reason, you know, but in reality, unvalid reason. You know, then, you know, it's very interesting in how our mind play, you know. So much logic, you know, when you think on this thing, then there's so many, you know, never-ending kind of thought, you know, to make that object beautiful, you know. Once you believe in the object, then your mind plays so much on that. Then, of course, when you play that, then of course, basis on that, then you decorate, then you see much beautiful, you know, much beautiful compared to people, you know. Very beginning, not that much, but after you decorate it, like a house, you know. First empty house, not so beautiful, you know. Then after you decorate, then house become beautiful like that. So the object, I think, is like that when you see. Then, of course, so because of that, you know, so then the object becomes such beautiful, you know. So then how the attachment becomes strong, you know. So strong attachment arises. So because of that, then of course any all sort of karma you created, all of action you do to get that object, you know, to get that object. You know, believing so much on that. You know, that strong attachment, desire, this arises. So then, like that. So then how create, how does that create the karma? You know, because of that, then you create karma, action. You know, in simple way to understand, you know, then what go to achieve that. You know, to then put all sort of action, you know, harming other or this and that, you know, and there's so many, you know, negative karma we accumulate. You know, then because of your belief, you know, if I get that object, that is your goal. So, seeing everything from the object, you know, exists from objectively, so that also you believe that, so you see such a wonderful object, beautiful object, then you try to get that. Put all the effort to get that. You know, so this will give me the peace, this will give me the happiness. If I get this, that's my life, you know. So, so because of that, you pull effort to achieve that. Then you get that. So like that. So then, of course, after you get that, sooner or later, so then it's getting that pleasure depend on that, where the object change, whatever change, then, you know, your happiness or your pleasure or change, because you depend on the object, 100% depending on the object, believing on the object, so that once the object change, you never thought object, beginning you never thought object or that will change. Never thought that will bring you suffering in your life, you know. So, but sooner or later, it will show its own reality. Suffering of nature. Slowly you will recognize that. You know, then slowly you see the problem. You know, object is not, doesn't satisfy your mind. 100% cannot satisfy by the object to fulfill your wishes, you know. that is reality, you know. Then, but again, you know, you understand that. You know, we fully understand that. But again, then we forget that. Then again, same problem, again, different object. You know, again, same, what I'm talking about just now. So, exactly same. Just changing different object, again, that same kind of process, you know. Appear, believe, then again, your mind made up so much that. Then so much put effort there and get it there. Again, same, you know, same story. So like that. So that's the, so therefore we never wake up. Huh? We never wake up from our, what you call, I don't know. Our what? What the word? We never wake up from our what? Huh? Hallucination. Oh, correct. Huh? We never wake up from our hallucination. Sometimes we understand a little bit, but again, so totally forget, you know. So like that, you know. So, so I mean, we've been doing this, you know. I mean, don't think so much in the past, but you just look at your own present life, you know. We live like that, you know. So, from morning to night, you know, you look deeply, you know. So like that. So, then this big question, how to achieve liberation? Huh? We live like that, where is the liberation? When we achieve, you know. So like that, so this is something, you know, to meditate, you know, all the time, you know, to wake up. So I think Rinpoche was giving example this, you know, the insect going around the ball, you know. Now is your ball, that one, if insect go around, you know, there's the hole there, but insect doesn't know how to come out. You know. The insect just go round and round and round, you know. Just, he can't see the hole. You know, he only see this part. Go round, 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 round. He want to come out, but he's just going round. Cannot come out. And finally, he died there. So that's the, where Rinpoche is saying, well, exactly like that. You know, chasing after one object, another object, object, and die. Huh? Then take rebirth, again, same thing. I don't know how long we want to circle there, I don't know. So, so I mean, really, I mean, sometimes. How much you think, you know, like that, really seriously, how much you think want to achieve liberation, you know. So like that, so like that, you know, going on after another, you know, just following the hallucination, you know, and like that, you know, so then create karma, like that, you know, go again and again, you know, then almost there's no ending of samsara, you know, so that's, you know, beginningless rebirth, which is exactly like that. Then again, we're doing exactly, you know, from life to life that. So there almost there's no hope, you know, of the liberation like that. So, so therefore, really want to practice Dharma, need to think seriously, you know, not to follow this kind of habit. So, so like that, the same thing, I mean, when you talk about attachment like that, then the same thing, you look at another negative emotion, the anger, you know, angry to enemy, you know. I mean, enemy exists there, of course. Conventionally, of course, due to cause and condition, enemy appear in your mind. Label as the enemy appear that, you know, just the appearance. Of your own mind, due to karma, appear that. They do exist in your mind. You know, effect is there. So again, same thing, same kind of thing, you know, then appear, believe, you know, again, the enemy will have a harm to you. You know? Say, a small word or all this, again, you believe from the objectively, you know, over there, you know, enemy like that. So 100% you believe there. You never think about your mind made this. So all in the object. Then, of course, then your mind again thinks so many different way, you know, just even the person, how you look at you, how people dress at you, how they look at you, how they walk at you, everything become like, you know, negative, you know, your mind. All this must doing for me, all this must doing for me, all that's doing for me, you know, then so much negative, you know. The anger arises because of this negative way of decorating there. So then become extremely powerful anger arises. then you go deeper, of course, then you think if you destroy the object, exhilarated. You think once you destroy the object, that's it, you know. You will be okay like that. Because that's your belief, you know, so from the object. But it's impossible, you know, so okay, you destroy this enemy, but it's not the end, you know. So there will be another due to cause and condition. You know, there's never ending, you know, so until your mind is like that. The enemy or unpleasant or whatever will appear, you know. So it's, you cannot control, you know, to destroy all the objects, then you'll be happy, you know. It's impossible, you know. So, this, I do not remember that, the Shantideva's quotation there, you know, in the Shantideva text, you know. I don't know, so, you know, if there's a throne all over the world, you know, throne, all cover all the universe, if there's the throne, then if you're able to protect your leg, then you cannot cover, you are not able to find leather to cover all the throne over the universe. You know, not possible. Best is put leather shoe on your leg and walk. You know, I think that Shantideva tells somebody there. So there's the, always like that, you know, you want to destroy the enemy, that's impossible, you know. Because that's what we believe, you know, so seeing the enemy, the object, then this no more, then okay, like that, but it's impossible, you know. Due to cause and condition, you know, of course, until our mind is like that, under the control by this negative emotion, then it's always there, you know. So same as the example, then only, you know, when you don't have this kind of negative emotion, you know, it's nothing so much object, you know, it's coming from your negative mind, from your karma, you know. When you understand that, then you subdue your mind. Then doesn't matter, there's even there's thousand. I mean, in that mind, there's no enemy, you know. So like that, so it doesn't call enemy. Because when you have this kind of mind, like Bodhisattva, you know, like we have this Bodhisattva mind, like Bodhisattva, then in their view, I think there's no enemy for them, you know. What you consider as an enemy then for the Bodhisattva is become the great friend or more dear, more dear for them, you know, never see enemy because there's the more kind for them to practice. So their minds see differently. You know, so like that. So the point is everything, you know, seen from the what kind of mind we have, so that we see, you know, because of the karma appear, you know, then on top of that we believe so much, you know, then not only that, then we have so much this, you know, our mind plays so much on the object, you know, in different way. You know, not in reality, you know, but just our mind made, hallucinate, you know. Like that, then we don't know that again, you know. We hallucinate, but we don't know that. 100% we believe, you know. So that how the negative emotion go, you know, grow like that. Then create karma, take rebirth. So again, then of course, when you think logically, you know, when you think logically, if the beauty or unpleasant, you know, exists from the subjectively, nothing to do with your mind. If whatever you see pleasant is really or unpleasant, all is 100% from the object. Then the question is, you know, then if 10 people or 20 people see same object, then they have to see exactly same, you know. This the logic is there, you know. If the presence of the object exists objectively, nothing to do with your mind, then whoever see the object have to see 100% same, because nothing to do with mind. So this present exists inherently, then you know, have to see like that. And unpleasant also like that, it exists from the subjectively, from its own side, inherently exists, then whoever see, 10 people see, then they all must see same, some kind of level, you know, unpleasant, everybody have to see that. So, but it's not true, you know. So this kind of logic, you have to use that to meditate, you know. You know. So then you have some idea there, oh, not true, you know. If then everybody have to see, but some doesn't see, some see why. So that means depend on the subject. You know, what kind of mind you have, then that kind of thing you see. Correct or not correct? Huh? I don't know. So, I mean, this is really important, you know, to sit down and meditate like that, you know. So then, that gives some kind of, you know, different perspective in your mind, you know. How you used to live is not right. So then, think this way. You know, Buddha said, think this way. You know, that's the Buddha's advice. You know, then try that, mindful on that. So then, you know, then whether it's helpful or not. You know, whether if you think this way, you know, due to my mind. Not so much on the objectively. Due to my mind, you know. See this, decorate this, my mind made up, not in the reality. You know, then you really understand, you know, a little bit mindful on that, you know. Even if you don't have realization, then if you are mindful on this way, you know, whatever you do, you know, walk, sit, eat, do shopping, or whatever we do, you know, then talk. You know, so then, if you are mindful on that, you know, then that make difference in the life, you know. So, that will be less, your anger will be reduced, you know. So then attachment will be reduced, the jealousy will be reduced, pride will be reduced, you know. If you are just a little mindful on that, that make difference. You know, so we have to see that, you know, because we are not mindful on that. We never think on this side, you know. Always think only object there, you know. So like that. So then this become big problem, you know, to in bigger ways, you know, circle in samsara, endless, you know. So because of that. But if you are mindful in another way, you know, this is all because of subjectively, your own mind creation. It's like it's an illusion, you know. So then I think relatively, of course, your negative emotion, not powerful, you know, less powerful. So in this way, that you don't create karma. The point is that you don't create karma. You know, when your attachment or anger is not powerful, then you don't create karma. It's mentioned in the Lamrim, you know, that, you know, in order to create karma, the what called anger, whatever this negative emotion is strong, have to be strong like that. So when your negative emotion is very weak, then it doesn't create karma. So, also good to understand that, you know, much as possible. So, I mean, really, really need to think that, you know, so you don't think deep, then it's not much, you know. You know, how serious it is, you know, how we used to live, you know. You know, from morning to night, you know, we live like that, you know, just believing everything objectively exists, you know, nothing to do with your mind like that. 100% object, that we live like that, you know, just, you know, as I mentioned before, so like that, then, you know, you look then longer term at samsara, you know, then of course when you take rebirth, of course you don't have freedom. What you want to achieve, you know, impossible, you know, we don't have freedom to choose what you want in the future because of the power of karma delusion that you take all sort of rebirth, you know, so then never wake up, impossible to wake up. Then again, you can imagine, you know, you take rebirth in lower realm, animals, you know, hungry ghost helping, you don't see, but just imagine of the animal realm. You know, you take once in the animal realm, how that is possible, you know. Even our human being, we learn so much, we hear so much, still we believe like that. Then as an animal, you know, they will never understand how much you talk about exists from subjectively or objectively. I mean, even eon of time is spent about this word. They have no idea, you know. Impossible to get that idea. So like that, then of course, as an animal, then of course, there's no mind to practice Dharma. You know, then like that, then getting worse and worse, worse and worse, you know, then how to achieve liberation, you know, impossible, you know, so therefore, you know, when you deeply like that, think like that, then of course this human being, then this precious human rebirth, and especially this time when Buddha's teaching happened, is still able to hear Dharma, is still to meet teacher, is still have Dharma friend, then you still can have some kind of intelligence there. If somebody explain, all right, or I should do that. At least we have this kind of intelligence there. You know, then if we don't do, you know, it's this moment. Then when? You know, this is another big question. So this is all about the Lamrim, you know, I mean, I think we have this homework to do Lamrim meditation. Huh? Done? Huh? I don't know how you meditate, I'm not sure what. Just to get the mark, maybe? I think. Huh? I'm joking. So, really, I mean, this is what I see, you know, then really need to think that, you know, so... That's why in Lamrim we talk about precious human rebirth. Our human rebirth is so precious, talk like that. But you have to recognize that, you know. So, only recognizing, sit down and familiarize. You know, sit down and think, you know. What I mentioned like that, you know. If we don't do now, then when I can do, you know. Then again, of course, you know, there's no certainty, you know, how long you live, you know, live, how long, you know, one year, you can guarantee you live one year, there's no guarantee. You know, even 6 months, no guarantee. Even 1 month, no guarantee. But in reality, it's like that, but we never believe that, you know. Always believing, live this much, that much, you know. Like we never thought in reality. We're always living the wrong concept, wrong believing, you know. It's not true, you know. So like that. So there's no guarantee, you know, life has no certainty. So any time, any moment, you know, next year, next month, and next week, next day, you know, like that, you look deeply, you know, there's no. So need to remind that then, so punish that, you know, so when I have this opportunity, then must practice, you know. Practice Dharma like that. So always mindful on that, you know. Not so much I'm teaching and talking, listening, but, you know, sit down and reminding oneself, you know, so then whenever time, you know, so then try to meditate. In daily life, mindful on that, you know, whatever you do, walking, sitting, cooking, whatever you do, prayer, especially doing prayer, then always mindful on that, you know. So like that, then, if we live like that, then of course we create less negative karma. So that's, if less negative karma, then you create more virtues. Then there's hope, you know, there's some hope to achieve some precious human rebirth again in the future. Then live so much imprint in this life, so there's some hope, you know, to wrap in next life, life to life, you know, then. There's some hope to achieve, slowly there's some hope to achieve liberation, you know. So like that. So like that, so. So like that, so the Nagarjuna, that's for line, so that's like that. So create like that, create karma because of that, you know. Through the ignorance, seeing, believing, you know, then decorate on that. Then attachment, anger becomes stronger, then create karma. Then is then, you know, by karma and delusion, then we take rebirth in samsara, you know, again and again like that. So then so then how to pray, whether that possible to free oneself from this, you know. So then Nagarjuna's answer was that, yeah, that's possible, you know. So when you see the emptiness, then you are able to free. When you see emptiness, then you are able to free yourself from this problem, you know, not to circle in samsara. So like that. So like that, without understanding emptiness, then that's impossible. Whatever, what kind of practice you do, you know, it's impossible to free oneself from the samsara, you know. Even you have bodhicitta, even you have renunciation, you know, whatever you do, how much you study or how much you meditate, how much retreat you did, or through that, you know, so. End of the day, if you don't have realization of emptiness, then it's impossible to free yourself from ocean of samsara. Even the six perfection, you know, like another, like generosity, then morality, the patience, concentration, you know, so then all this another pipe, if you don't have the wisdom, then it's almost no use, you know, so it's no use to achieve liberation, one in the pipe. So also they mention like that, you know, like the blind. You know, that's another pipe person. Perfection. You know, the pipe perfection. Perfection is like a blind, you know. Without wisdom, cannot achieve liberation like that. So in order to achieve liberation, then you must have this realizing emptiness, you know. So like that. So then again, of course, again, big question, of course, I'm just, yeah, so why? Why you need this to, in order to achieve liberation? Why you need this understanding the emptiness, you know? So then again, going back to the basic beginning teaching, you know, because of first understanding how the samsara is created by the ignorance, you know, due to ignorance, the samsara exists, you know, so must remove this ignorance. If you don't, this, the root of the delusion, ignorance, then it's impossible, you know, to achieve liberation. So in order to remove that, then you must understand what is ignorance. Yeah. So I mentioned before, you know, believing truly existent, you know, exists from his own side. You know. So then, within logic, you know, then you think, you know, whether it exists from one side or not, you know, using different, many different logic, then prove it, you know, in your mind. You know, prove it in your mind. You know, getting some kind of understanding that, oh, with the logic, oh, this doesn't exist from objectively, from one side. So then, when you get this conclusion, you know, then the ignorance is shaken, you know, shaken up the ignorance, because you see differently, you know. So like that. So then slowly, then, you know, then when you understand, you realize, then entering the path, you know, as we learn. Part of accumulation, part of preparation, part of seeing, part of meditation, part of normal learning, and by part, and gradually, you know, so you meditate like that then. In the beginning, of course, part of accumulation, part of preparation, then you still have this dualistic appearance. You still have that, you still have belief that, you still have grasping that, you know. Then you create the karma. Still create the karma. Then once you see the emptiness directly, you know, then you don't really, when you meditate, then you don't really see that. You know, truly just see the emptiness, you know. And so you don't see anything else, you know. Only emptiness you see. You know, conventional, ultimate, conventional object you don't see during the meditative equipoise, you know, when you see emptiness directly. So then when you realize emptiness directly, then your wisdom becomes extremely powerful. Then the ignorance becomes very weak. You know, the ignorance have no power. You know, because the wisdom is extremely powerful, the ignorance have no power to accumulate karma, you know. So like that. So then you are on the way to liberation, you know, when you don't accumulate karma. So like that. So therefore, you know, seeing emptiness is extremely important, you know, to cut the root of samsara. You know, free from samsara, then you must have this realization of emptiness, you know, then gradually meditate, you know, like that, then slowly, you know, then you achieve, you know, from the first ground up to the first eighth ground of Bodhisattva path, then you are able to remove the root of samsara. the ignorant and totally remove, you know, the normal grasping, you know, and the appearance truly existing. You don't have that grasping at all, you know. So, but still, I mean, you know, 8, 9, 10 grounds, you still have this appearance of true existence is still there, you know, appear that, but you don't really grasping on that, you know, no more grasping on that, you know, just only the subtle imprint of the delusion is there, subtle imprint of the ignorance is there, you know, due to that, you still have some kind of appearance, you know, truly existing appear in the mind, but you don't grasping that, you know, so. Then again, they meditate and slowly, you know, so then, 8, 9, 10 ground, then after that, you are able to abandon even the appearance of true existing. You are able to abandon that. Then, once you abandon that, then you are fully enlightened, you know, then. You're able to see the true truth, ultimate and compassionate truth, directly in the same time, you know. So like that. So within meditation, within meditative equipoise, you're able to have numbers of sentient beings in that time, you know. So you can manifest, able to have numbers of sentient beings when you're fully enlightened, you know. Able to fulfill all sentient wishes like that. So what I'm saying is how important, you know, to understand that, you know, to realize emptiness, this and that, so get some idea on that. So then, okay, so I think next Thursday I'll talk this verses about the star I did mention before, but maybe I talk a little bit, then we meditate a little bit, so that's the idea for one or two classes from there. You understand what I'm talking? Huh? Okay. So then we see whenever available, then we'll see how it goes, okay? Okay, next Thursday we'll continue this talk. The verses, then, okay. Yeah.
Sashi Puki Jushime Do Trari Rali Shri